Well, what has been a defining moment for me? There have been so many knocks and blows and surprises and explosions, might I say, of good and bad and, well, even not so pretty. The good, but the bad and the ugly. Remember that Clint Eastwood show? Those of you, type that in Google. The good, the bad, and ugly. Yes. Well, my goodness. I have to tell you, physically, from head to toe, I have been broken and torn. I went through the windshield of the car at 21 in a coma. Then on the graduation day from college, just hours before, I swerved to miss a head-on in the morning, and my foot was literally severed. I tell it like a story because it is a story now. It's a part of my life, but it impacted me positively because I look in the mirror and I say thank you to Dr. Richard Holt and all the ones in between. Dr. Anton, most recently, thank you, of Newport Beach, for revising and refreshing and removing any old hardware and making me renewed again. I am a fortunate one for my teeth from Dr. Hisham Abdahala of Auckland, New Zealand. I smile because of him. I am grateful to be put back together physically. Now, I can handle that. But the defining moment for me emotionally, you naughty brother, Ricky. You naughty, naughty brother. Oh, you naughty brother. Tell the naked truth. It's a long story, but he wasn't a very nice executor of my father's will. There's a backstory to me. My mother had an affair, honey. I didn't find out till I was 48. Read between the lines. My brother considered, well, because of that, I deserve some crumbs, if that. But in life, you have to forgive the ones that have scarred you emotionally and ran you off the road physically. You got to say, you know what? I'm still standing. And I will not complain. My favorite gospel song. Google that. I will not complain. Oh, the storms and the weary days. I catch myself feeling sorry. But then I look in the mirror and I say, thank you. And I have been blessed another day. So, go about your life and your mission plan. Get things done. Get on with it. And you have to ask yourself one question. I'll leave you with this. What are you doing today? Look back at the activity you did. Were the activities to move you forward with your dream? Or were they doubtful, I will just take a break and watch Netflix instead? Now listen, I like a good movie. But you should start your day for you. Every activity in the morning waking hours, the early bird gets the worm. The early bird gets the worm. I tell you, I'm so dyslexic. Anyway, you know what I mean. And then later on, when you've wore yourself out doing good things for yourself, then fine, take a break. And that's the same for paying yourself first. Yes, pay yourself first. I like to say 20%, tuck it away. Invest it in something good, please, will you? All right, enough is said. Who loves you? I love you with all my heart. Everything I have shared is from my heart to yours. Bye for now. Love, love, love.